All right, on this Wednesday morning, a sunny, windy day. Showers and thunderstorms on the way later on. We'll detail the weather forecast coming up in just a few minutes. This is perfect just in time for Father's Day, which is coming up in a couple of weeks. A new Uncle John's bathroom reader. These are so much fun. And Uncle John is on the line with us right now. And his name's not even John. It's Gordon Javna, the editor-in-chief of the Uncle John's Bathroom Reader books. Gordon, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm doing well. I appreciate you joining us. Hello. Where did these books come from in the first place? Where did the idea for the Uncle John's Bathroom Reader series come?
Well, way back in the 80s, my brother had the idea, and by the way, his name is John. He had the idea, and he called me up one day and said, because we'd done some book projects together, and he said, I have this idea for a book called The Bathroom Reader, and I just cracked up. I thought that was the funniest thing I ever heard because, you know, in my family, everyone read in the bathroom.
Right.
And I thought, well, what better idea than a book for the bathroom? And so I said, but you know, call it Uncle John's Bathroom Reader. And he said, he laughed, then he cracked up laughing, and then he shopped it around to a few publishers, and only one was interested, and they didn't care. They thought it was funny too, and they didn't care what was in the book, which was fantastic for us because that gave us an opportunity to put the kind of articles that we wanted to read into the Bathroom Reader. And you know, that was the beginning. That was the rest is history. Here we are 32 years later. We never thought it would last this long, but here we are.
Hey, here we are all these years later. And the newest one, I love the name of this. It's Uncle John's Truth Trivia and the Pursuit of Factiness Bathroom Readers. Lots of fun trivia stories here.
Yeah, we love collecting trivia and we love sharing it. And, you know, we were... at the beginning of the, we didn't invent trivia, but we certainly were there at the beginning of the trivia revolution, long before there was the internet or anything like that. And we learned to collect stories, and we found what readers liked to read. And you know, luckily it's the same thing I like to read, so everyone gets to read what I want them to read. We have great stories in this book. One of my favorites is, you know, we like to tell stories. That's part of what Uncle John's mm-hmm. Bathroom Reader is. We like to tell stories, and we found an interesting topic in this one. In I don't know if you remember the TV show, The Life and Times of Grizzly Adams. Remember that one?
Yeah, absolutely. Yep, you still there, Gordon?
Hello?
Yeah, I remember that show very well.
Yeah. Okay, I don't know what would happen. Anyway, Grizzly Adams, turns out there was a real guy, Grizzly Adams. He was a sort
oh, no
of
kidding.
A mountain man, an adventurer. You know, it was a 19th century thing, and he lived in the backwoods. He raised animals. But toward the end of his life, in the early 1900s, he had a little circus in San Francisco, where he showed off his animals, mostly bears, not surprisingly. One of them was called Samson. That was his the one that was most famous at the time. And he was so famous that somebody did a book where there was an illustration of Samson. And if you've ever seen the California state flag, it has a bear on it.
Yeah.
That's Samson. That's Grizzly Adams' bear on the state flag. Just fun little fact. And next time you see the California state flag, you'll go, hey, I know who that is.
Yeah, and somebody will say, how did you know that? Well, I read it in the bathroom.
There you go.
Learned all kinds of great things there. You've got some great baseball stories, too. We're missing baseball so much this year. You got some fun baseball trivia, too.
Well, you know... most people, if you might be familiar with promotional games, you know, the big league teams, they give away T-shirts and bobblehead dolls. Mm-hmm. But what do the minor league teams do? Because they need to get fans in the seats too, and they have much lower budgets. So we just found some odd promotion nights, like popsicle night for a team. They were Ted Williams' night. Ted Williams' popsicle night, because Ted Williams is known for having been frozen, cryogenically frozen. So they gave away 500 free popsicles that night. Or there was alternative facts night when the Erie, Pennsylvania Seawolves. This was in 2017, I guess, just after the presidential election. They echoed White House spokesperson Kellyanne Conway's comment about there being such an alternative fact. So they gave away replicas of the Seawolves' 2016 league championship ring. Only problem, they didn't win the championship in 2016. So
that's awesome. That's fantastic. You mentioned, Gordon, when you started putting these books together, it was pre-internet. I mean, you had to scrounge probably, you know, library books and magazines and other periodicals for bits of trivia to put these books together. How has your process changed, I mean, in the age of Google?
Yeah, well, yes, it was all newspapers, magazines, and books. And also, we had the benefit of fans sending us things that they read about. So we had quite a wide network of researchers. But you know, in the age of the internet, everything's available. So now we can fact check a little easier and a little better. And book a 500 page book full of facts requires a lot of fact checking. We can do that a little easier, but then we have to be careful not to include things that are so obvious that everyone can get them, because everybody can get the information today. So we look for odd ideas, odd collections of facts, and it's much more challenging, but it's also very rewarding.
I bet it is. Like panning for gold.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Well, here's an example. There's a page in the New Bathroom Reader called we just collected the names of restaurants, funny names of restaurants like Jonathan Livingston Seafood, Lawrence of Oregano, Wasabi Lobby, Let Us Surprise You, What the Fuh, you know, and on and on. These things are available, but somebody has to collect them. That's the fun part. You know, the
I
Dairy Godmother,
it is.
Bread Zeppelin, Lord of the Fries.
Lord of the Fries. All this and more in Truth, Trivia, and the Pursuit of Factiness, the new Uncle John's Bathroom Reader. We love these books. They're always a lot of fun, and glad there's a new one out. We'll look forward to reading it either in the bathroom or maybe in a hammock out in the backyard or out on the beach.
Well, wherever. It doesn't. It's called a bathroom, wherever. But there's no bathroom police, so you can read it anywhere you want.
There you go. Gordon, nice talking to you this morning. We appreciate it very much, and best of luck with the new book.
Thanks, Paul. Take care.